This is Ozarks at Large. Tomorrow night, a free poetry festival begins at 7 at Nightbird Books in Fayetteville. Over the course of two nights, more than 20 poets will read their work. This week, we've invited some of the local poets participating in the event to read a selection on our program. Katie Nickel grew up in St. Cloud, Minnesota, and says she started writing poetry when she was about 12.
I was an angsty junior high kid, and then there was like assignments, and I got really into them. I remember specifically like one language arts teacher being like, "You wrote a poem, and it was good." And then I was like, "That can be my identity." It's a much different kind of identity than it was when I was 12, though. I tried other things, and I always kind of came back to it. This one is called A Dream More Horrible Than Others. I wrote it as a project, as part of a project for an epic poetry class with John Duval up at the university. And it was a project that had to do with Gilgamesh, and I kind of created a character named Feriloque. And she doesn't appear in this poem at all, but this was kind of from Viriloquy's voice. A dream more horrible than others. The man's fist was like a house, an entire house, floating to me like a huge cloud in slow motion. And then his fist was his face. Blood and glass shot from his mouth. Then beside me I saw a tiny girl come across a tiny bird, a canary or finch. She seized the creature. She broke its wings. She stomped its heart. She fed it to the man's fist. She fed it to the man's fist. She stomped its heart. She broke its wings. She seized the creature, a canary or finch. A tiny girl came across a tiny bird. Beside me, I saw, shot from his mouth, blood and glass. His fist was his face then, a huge cloud in slow motion floating to me. An entire house. The man's fist was like a house.
Katie Nickel is one of more than 20 poets scheduled to read during a two-night poetry festival at Nightbird Books tomorrow night and Saturday night. The readings are scheduled from 7 until 10 each night. You can learn more at burningchair.blogspot.com.
Hello, I'm Robert Ginsberg, your host for Shades of Jazz every Friday and Saturday evening, beginning at 10 p.m. On this Saturday edition of Shades of Jazz, I'll feature music from guitar giant Joe Pass, and also from the great jazz trio Brad Meldow and his trio. We'll hear New York Voices, Jackie McLean, and even some Marion McPartland. This and much more on the Saturday edition of Shades of Jazz at 10 p.m.
Support for Ozarks at Large comes in part from the University of Arkansas's Women's Giving Circle.